You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Soul Seed, Divine Guidance and Spiritual Mediumship with Lisa Thurgate Marks.
Lisa Thurgate Marks.
Live from LisaThurgateMarks.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Soul Seed, Divine Guidance and Spiritual Mediumship
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Here today from Broadbeach Community Center, where I've just spoken on protecting your energy in these economic times to create financial abundance, health, and wealth, and the importance of really protecting our energy, because when our energy leaks out, we actually take on the emotions of others. And then these economic times and the way things are going, there's a lot of emotional upheaval. So it really is important to cleanse and clear your energy every morning. And we can do that even in the shower. If you're imagining your crown opening and the water becoming shards of selenite and coming through your crown, down through your auric field, down through your body, and allowing all that no longer serves you, all the emotions that have kept you awake at night, anything that's disturbing you, doesn't serve you, what you might have picked up, say, in the supermarket or on TV, just letting it transmute down, bringing it down through your feet, down into Mother Earth. Once it gets down into Mother Earth, you can feel it actually transmuting and alchemizing into beautiful compost. And that compost then can be used to plant the new seeds that you'd like to bring to fruition. So, yeah, I've been talking on that today and doing a few exercises with the lovely ladies. It's been well received. And I do ask that everybody that's listening, please, please protect your energy, because our energy radiates 1.5 meters and even further. The more consciously connected you are, the higher that your energy and the further out it will radiate. When the energy goes out, we can actually pick up on other people. So this is very important that we practice protecting ourselves. And so we've just actually got a beautiful lady, Megan from Rice Lake. How are you, Megan? It's lovely to have you calling in today.
Thank you. I'm doing okay. How are you?
Oh, really well, thank you. It's a nice, bright, sunny day here, and it's nighttime for you.
Yes.
I was just wondering, yes. Would you like a general reading, or would you have a question that you would like to ask today?
I do have a specific question.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, and what would your question be today for me, please, Megan? And knowing that you always have free will when you ask a question, and the path you travel, you are always meant to be. And sometimes you may veer off that, but you'll always come back into the center. So it'd be lovely. Just ask your question, please.
Okay, sure. I was wondering if you see me meeting anyone significant as far as a long-term partner.
So just to repeat this, you were asking me, do I see you leaving your long-term partner?
Oh, sorry. Do you see me meeting anyone who could be considered a long-term partner?
Oh, that's good, because when I was looking, I'm thinking, I tried to repeat it. I couldn't see the long-term partner. Sorry. That's okay. I actually do. But it's been a long time coming. It is a long time coming. But this, I feel that you've actually done a lot of work around your heart, which is really good. And your energy is actually coming right up now, because it's like you actually had to change the way you look at partners, the way you looked at relationships with yourself, but with others as well. Because the long-term partner I see for you tends to be quite, I'm going to use the word, an active person. They're on the go. They're quite active. When he's not an older person per se, because he's still working, but he's active, but he does have the ability to be able to have time off and enjoy life. So, actually, yeah, I feel he is. He looks to be self-employed to me. Do you have your own business?
No, I do not. My father always did my whole life, but I do not.
Right, your father did. Okay, mm-hmm. Well, that would make sense, because I kept getting the word self-employed. And then I saw this man self-employed, because what I would be getting here, the lifelong partner that you were getting is probably what you're used to within a family dynamic.
Wonderful.
You're very kind and very generous. This time, it's not about giving all to you without receiving. Spirit keeps coming through to me and they're saying, please have balance. It's got to be about the give and take in your relationship. Yes, you're generous. Yes, you're kind. But it really is about allowing them to do things for you, not you running the lead all the time. It's a lot about surrendering. Does that make sense to you, Megan?
Yes, I'm used to always giving, but I was raised by a father who wants me to learn to receive. So, yeah, that makes sense.
And it does make sense to me when I look here for you, because there's a lot of joy, but there's also a lot of travel coming in for you too. And if he does want to take you somewhere, there's no excuses, okay? It's like, yep, I'm going to do this. And I've just had a card for you, and it's Archangel Jezebel, and it's release yourself from what which holds you back. So when you're giving all the time, your energy is in giving mode, so you're not that clear vessel to be able to receive and receive the beauty that others see in you, just to allow yourself to receive. Sometimes we need to open our mind and our thoughts to be able to have people do things for us. And it can feel quite strange, feel quite daunting, but spirit's coming through and it's like they're saying to trust, but you're not going to get hurt. And this card, decision, it's unnecessary worry based on a lack of self-confidence. So release what's held you back. So it's about really trusting in yourself now, and opening your mind to receive. And yes, you can have balance and you can give, but this is your time now. I hope that makes sense.
Yes, that does.
I'm looking at brown eyes, whether he has brown eyes, you have brown eyes. I just got the word brown eyes. And I can see they're solid brown, very dark brown.
Yep, that wouldn't be me.
That's you?
No, that wouldn't be me. Nice. I have green eyes.
That wouldn't? Yep. You've got green? Because I'm looking at the solid brown eyes. So it could have the solid brown eyes coming in. Is your mother still here?
No, she has passed on.
Yeah, I just feel a bit like I feel your mother's here. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Because, yes, her energy's here. And she's coming through and she keeps looking at me and she's going, she keeps holding your heart. So there's a lot of cuddles, a lot of love to come through to you. And she really wants you to trust yourself. And she's saying to really believe in you and lift yourself up. Do you like playing games, like board games?
We did it as a family.
Yep. Oh, cool. Because she's just showing me it looks like we're doing board games here. And sometimes with relationships, don't treat it so serious, because when you can just let go and float along, this beautiful man seeing me come in, he does have a lot of resemblance in a lot of ways to your dad, but he has his own scope of thought. So we sometimes, what we have family conditionings and what we're used to, the self-employment within this relationship is actually going to be good for you because it's quite relatable.
That makes sense.
And I've got the two of Gabrielle. Yes, and it's make bold decisions and break progress as possible. Important relationships with people who share your own vision. So that correlates with the fact that you're going to be meeting someone who is on a very similar path, trajectory to yourself. That's really good, isn't it? And the two of Gabrielle, and we're around the love.
Yes, because I feel like I've been dating people in the past who are not. So that would be wonderful.
Yeah, and it is wonderful. And the Queen of Michael, you know exactly what to do. The experience of the benefits of experience and time for your career rather than relationships. And because if you can do that, you can allow to let go of control, concentrate on what you're doing, and just allow the divine intervention to come through and to bring your loving man. And so the power of thought, the power of manifestation and believing that you are worthy, let go of control and really embrace the opportunities that come to you, Megan. Sending so much love. And know, everybody, I'm always here. If you have that little tough question or you just need the veil lifted, we'd like to connect to someone in spirit, know that I'm always here. We're out of this eclipse season now, the equinox. It's like everything is coming along smoothly and beautifully. Open your mind, receive, plant the seeds, and just go with the flow. Don't dig your heels in. Love to all. Till next week, rising you all up, sending beautiful energy. Bye for now. Much love.